Yeah, of course there is. There's different ways to find a balance, and you probably know this yourself with this personality. I have the same one. If you're usually on the extremes, you don't usually stay on one side for all of like your life. You kind of, okay, you're super creative, and then suddenly you're like, oh yeah, only business matters. And then you're in business mode for a few weeks. When you flip around from extreme to extreme, average is out in the middle anyway. So you've still got balance. You've just got it in this like weird level like I do, which is like fucked up. But we get to experience like the extremes of life. So the way to do it is, okay, there's creative and there's entrepreneur. And usually, you know, most people will be somewhat choosing one. There's the creative guys, there's the entrepreneur guys. You can be someone who flips around, someone is in the middle. What I can do is I can just refer you. There's a video Alex Hormozi has on his channel where he explains this really well, where he talks about if you want to be a creative or not. Three ways to do what you love and get wealthy too. This is a very complex topic that we're actually talking about. So I'm not sure if you've actually identified that or not, but this is actually a huge topic to think about. It's what role do you want to have in your business? For most of the guys here right now, it's all of the roles. When you start off, you've got to do everything. Simple as that. When you start getting to the point where you've made some money and you can start to outsource, that's when it actually becomes super interesting, because do you want to focus on being the CEO entrepreneur who focuses on the business side of things? Or do you want to focus on being more of the creative who, for example, isn't even maybe looking at the numbers and is literally just thinking, okay, how do I fulfill the purpose and the mission of what we're doing here? And then you can be somewhere near the middle. For my own experience, to give you, because you said you like to sort of mimic what I'm with my learning lessons, for the time that we were doing, you know, the more of the leadership cult leader for the solid like year and a half period, I was way more on the creative side because I felt quite wrong being an entrepreneur and making money. So my time was purely just on like, how do I like be a better leader? How do I help these guys? How do I like, you know, do more coaching calls and create more of an impact and movement and get these guys to meditate and everything? So it was all creative, purpose, mission, movements. Recently, for about 2 months, when I came back home and I started making Adonis Academy and then Adonis School, I moved into the entrepreneur side. And that's when my YouTube channel really started to dip, because I literally just stopped looking at it. I started only uploading like those coaching call videos for a little bit and everything. I just stopped like caring about it at all because I was just fully focused on business. And now that I have what we can say is kind of like COOs, even CEOs, both of those guys are like experts in business, way better compared to me. So they're actually managing a lot of my business side for me. And so they're doing that business side of things. They've been hiring for me. They've been setting up the system. They've literally wrote me the script outline and everything. Because the idea is, what one of them texted me, he said, there can only be one Hamza Ahmed. We can always do the operation ourselves, but only one Hamza can be like the YouTuber. So this means that now I'm mostly on the creative side, which is just like I'm doing the wholesome things of thinking about the YouTube channel, improving my storytelling, speaking to our team members, and just kind of like, you know, being nice to them and everything. So there's a whole spectrum that you can experience. And this is a fantastic question. This is very like advanced to be thinking about. If you don't have the luxury and the privilege, then at this point, you've just got to be all of them. You'll be right in the middle. You're thinking about the business side, and you're also thinking about the creative side. If you can eventually go on to, let's say you're naturally more of a creative, if you can eventually go on to find a businessman and give him quite a lot of money to like manage your channel, and what this means is he will literally be thinking of the videos that you need, like maybe not the videos, that can be your creative side, but he'll be doing all of like the product making. He'll literally tell you, okay, this is the product that will sell well. I've got a guy to make the sales page. This is how we're going to get social proof. This is the funnel you need to make. Here's like the video titles and everything. Thing for the funnel, here's the script, and you know, all this, that guy is super valuable, because this means you could stay in your creative side. And this also flips around to the other guys. If you just want to be an entrepreneur, businessman, if you just want to make money, then it could be valuable for you to figure out some like creative guys. YouTube, this doesn't work so well, because the creative side is like being on camera, and no one can really be on camera apart from you. So on YouTube, you're pretty much always in the middle. But if I could give you some advice, the biggest growth comes from when you are the creative and you hire people for the business side, because it can't be the other way around for most channels. If you've got a faceless channel, it's fine. But for most of the guys here who actually show themselves, show their face, and your face is the brand, you've got to be like the, we can almost change the left one from creative to just YouTuber. You've got to be literally the YouTuber on the camera, hire for everything else. It will do you wonders. Yeah, that was super valuable, man. Right now, this isn't applicable for most guys, but just kind of bear this in mind in this video here. It's Alex Amozi, three ways to do what you love and get wealthy too. I'll